SBS Radio.
The architect Andrei Donikov, founder and CEO of the Binion Studios in Sydney, worked with Brazilian architect Luiz Taliberti for more than 4 years. Luiz was staying with his family at a small resort in Brumadinho when the Córrego do Feijão Dam, run by Brazilian mining company Vale, exploded, inundating part of the town. His body was found and officially recognized by family and Brazilian authorities. Still missing, Luiz's partner Fernanda, his sister Camila, his father Adriano Ribeiro, and his stepmother Maria de Lourdes. Andrei, how did you receive the news that Luiz's body was recovered?
We knew for a few days that it didn't look optimistic, you know. But I think until you actually hear that it's final, you hold back a few of those emotions. But when we heard by an email from his stepfather, his mother's husband, it was just crushing. You know, everybody was just extremely broken. Lots of tears. Not a lot of words, really. Just shock.
Are you guys all part of a big team?
We're not really an architecture firm. We're a 3D rendering and animation studio that focuses on creating imagery and films of architecture. So Luiz, he's of course an architect, and we all are architects, but we make 3D renderings of architecture, and that's what Luiz has been doing with Binion for the last 4 years. He was recently promoted to be one of our creative directors in the Sydney studio, which is about 50 people, so he was in charge of the creative work of about half of that, about 20-25 people, working on some of the most important projects and very, very big and very admired part of the team.
How will you remember him?
I started the company, and there's, you know, it's quite over 100 people there, but I have quite a close personal relationship with Luiz. Luiz came to the team, I think he sent me an email at some point just saying, hey, I'm in town, here's my portfolio, can I have a job? And I said, come in for an interview. And then in the interview, we just said literally, okay, there's a desk, go sit down and start working. We always joke about it, like, like he came out literally, so to speak, just arrived from Brazil, and we just gave him a job based on, just had a good feeling about him. And he really grew in his time here. So that's one story. Look, there's lots of stories where he was able to help his colleagues to overcome some challenges. He was the kind of person that would, you know, when there's an issue in a project or something not going well and we need to come up with a solution and maybe someone's upset, he's the kind of person that would talk to them in a direct but in a very loving kind of way that you couldn't say no to him, because he was a very genuine, no ego, very, very humble, but very, very confident person in his own abilities. So he kind of had a way of being super successful, but everybody being happy for him all the time. You know, sometimes people can be successful and they can make other people jealous, but you could never feel that with Luiz, because he was such a person that everybody felt happy for. We just had our end of year event in December, and he won one of our major annual awards, and he gave a beautiful speech, which was, we recorded it on video, so we'll put together a video in his memory and share that with and give that to his family in the next little while. But he, you know, yeah, everybody was so happy for him and so happy to have him as part of our team. And really, the company has got a family feeling to it, and now it really feels like one of the family, you know, one of our brothers is gone. So everybody's really taking it very personally.
Did you know him out of work as a friend? He was a surfer.
Yeah, I mean, we played squash together. And he was pretty good at that. We played soccer together after work a few times. He was always the captain of one of the teams. So he kind of had a natural leadership way to him. But a lot of people were friends outside work. Yeah, I'm not a surfer myself, so I didn't get the chance to surf with him, but a lot of the guys at work, yeah, they surf together. They spend time on the weekend outside of work. He had lots of friends, lots of people that literally have emailed me just this morning, said they feel like literally a member of their own family is gone. So, yeah, he had very close personal connections with a lot of people, and myself included.
Did you know his partner?
I heard great things about her. I moved to Melbourne from Sydney about 8 months ago, so I'm not in Sydney every day like I used to be. So I've never met her, but I've heard really great things about her, and lots of people do know her. But I've never had the pleasure to meet her.
Are you helping the family in any way to solve his affairs and stuff?
Yeah, we're going to help them definitely in all that, for sure. I mean, I think they're still just in shock now, but they're going to go through the process of helping to finalize all of his affairs here. And we didn't do, you know, everything we can to help make that easy and do that on their behalf. We definitely want to do that. But also, you know, when the funeral happens, I hope we can have someone there representing us, which would be, it's really just about giving the family just a little bit of comfort in this difficult time. And we want to make a nice video and a tribute and just show them how much he meant to everybody and what a successful, accomplished, excellent, both person and professional Louise was, and what a great life he had.
Do you think his background as a Brazilian helped him to be so charismatic with others?
Yeah, I think it's just a general kind of, you know, joie de vivre, kind of a love for life that we have a few Brazilians that work in the team, I think three or four, and they all have this kind of great attitude to life and positive energy that always is really fantastic to have in the team. And he was definitely like the embodiment of that. We actually recently kind of codified a few points of like culture that we value at our company, and we literally like we're gonna ask Luis to be the mascot for that, because he kind of is like really represented everything we admire in our colleagues and in the Binyan family.
Many Brazilians are angry at the handling of the situation by the mining company Vale. Do you feel the same way? Can you conceive, coming from another culture, something like this happening?
Look, I can't comment because I don't know really what the details are, but it definitely seems very, very tragic and unnecessary situation. So, you know, when these things happen, I don't know too much of the detail to comment on that. But definitely it's shocking, and you'd hope it can never happen in your country, but when it does, it just really brings it home. You hear about these tragedies in other countries that somewhat seem impersonal when you hear about it on the news, but here we are, when just knowing one person, I can only imagine the hundreds of other people affected, how tragic it is for all those families, there's not a lot of words you can find. It's really sad.
Have you been to Brazil?
I've never been, but I'm gonna, if I can, I'm gonna try to come to the funeral. So, not the best, not the way you'd want to go. But I think I don't know. I just feel like I want to be there for Luis and for his family. So, but I hope I can go.
Thank you very much for talking to us, André, and taking the time to give us your message.
Thank you.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.